Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I allegedly. And got a good one for you today. You get an extra video right now. I literally pulled over just to talk about this because we're getting a lot of, hey, look over here. Don't look at this. There is something staggering where the big guys are selling their stock in banks right now, and you have to look at this. Okay? So please comment in the video, share the video. And I'll talk about private internet access too at the end of the video. But first things first, Warren Buffett, I don't care if you like him or not, the Oracle of Omaha has been selling Bank of America stock like it's going out of style, okay? And the thing that caught my attention is that I had a story sent to me where, wow, he unloaded $767 million worth of stock. Well, that's a lot of Bank of America stock. It's nothing compared to what he did. Listen, we have talked lately about how the banks could be in trouble right now. And you have to protect yourself. You need to make sure that you have your money out of the banks. You need to make sure that you have diversification with multiple bank accounts. And again, I'm not saying pull your money out of Bank of America, but this is alarming right now, to say the least. Okay? First things first, 2011, after the 2008 debacle. Remember, we always say the number 2008. The debacle lasted years. The banking crisis went on and on and on. And Bank of America was one of the companies that was literally teetering on the edge of, are they going to fold like all these other people? You know, Lehman, are they going to go down for the count? You know, all these other places that went down. So, try not to step on squirrels. But anyways, when this happened, Warren Buffett steps forward and says, I got a great idea. And the famous story is him sitting in his bathtub and what can I do to help the economy? Well, no one believes that. Okay. But he bought $5 billion worth of Bank of America stock, $5 billion. And of course, he made a tremendous amount of money shoring up the bank, giving the bank confidence. Berkshire Hathaway did that. And again, I don't care if you like Warren Buffett or not. That's not the point. I've made videos about Warren Buffett and people either love him or they hate him. But the point is that this guy did a regulatory filing saying that he had just sold $767 million worth of the stock. Okay, that's a lot of money. No. Over the course of the last 9 trading days, he has unloaded $3 billion worth of Bank of America stock. Why? What's going on with Bank of America right now that you have to unload $3 billion worth of stock? Now, once again, when the last economic downturn hit, the bailouts that were done with Dodd-Frank, and for some reason, I get all these news channels today talking about Dodd-Frank all of a sudden and how, you know, we did this and we did that and this shored things up. And it made me concerned, like, why are they talking about this all of a sudden again? Because I want you to think about this. Last year when those banks went down, more money was given to those banks than was given in the 2008 to 2011 debacle. Remember that. Remember that. Because this is the beginning of this. Now, when you look at people selling bank stocks, you have to look at people, other executives right now that think the economy is tanking. You've got Jeff Bezos that just unloaded $3 billion worth of stock. And I make jokes that he wants to buy the Weather Girl a new boat, you know, whatever. Okay. Lauren Sanchez was the Weather Girl here in Los Angeles, which is his girlfriend. And I hope he's incredibly happy. Okay. So he did that. Leon Black, who runs an investment fund, has never sold stock before. And he sold stock this year. Mark Zuckerberg unloaded a ton of stock this year. And again, I don't care if you like these people or not. That's not the point. It's not the point. The other one that's concerning is Jamie Dimon, who has never sold any of his stock right now, has unloaded the last sale, you know, in April was $150 million plus of JP Morgan stock. What do they know? What's going on with this stuff right now? Because the one thing that you have, and we've talked about this, is these banks have undeclared losses. These banks have gotten themselves in positions where they've made bad loans. friend of mine was talking about warehouses that were being built and have been built around the country. And the idea with the expansion was you had real cheap money up until a couple years ago. So let's go build, let's go borrow money. The problem with it is when you see a warehouse or you see a commercial building that's been built and is vacant, somebody's just sitting there, nobody's servicing that loan. You have a huge percentage of those loans that are not getting paid back right now, and these banks cannot afford this. But for Warren Buffett to continue to do this, here's your homework assignment if you want to see, well, let's see if this continues or not. If he continues to sell, because they have, you know, still billions of dollars worth of Bank of America stock, and you can just sit there and say, oh, he's trying to shore up his position to buy something else. It's too much. It's too much. It's too quick. And he would also talk about that. He talks about things like that, not what he's going to buy, but that he wants to do an acquisition. So the fact that he hasn't done that is concerning. Let me know what you think about this so far. As we hit the end of the month, one thing I want to talk to you guys about is the VPN company private internet access. Please, guys, every month we have to renegotiate the deal, and I've been lucky for the deal that I worked out for you. A VPN is a virtual private network, and what it does, it makes it so that when you go online, you are invisible to everybody. Hackers, the bad guys, the government, everybody. I use my VPN all the time. I've used it 3 times today. Now it's going to be 4 because I'm going to show you guys how simple it is. There is no hardware to turn on. For example, your device, you press one button. When it turns green like that, I can surf the net and not worry about anybody seeing my keystrokes and having privacy so that I am protected. Protect yourself today. Get the 83% off. It's unlimited devices in your house, guys. So your tablets, your cell phones, your home computer, your laptop, everything gets covered for one account. It's pennies a day. If you like sports, you can change your location so you can watch sports, which is the coolest thing ever, okay? So if you're into Formula One, you're into international football, whatever, guys, check it out today. Save 83%. But again, at the end of the month, this is the last chance for this deal. Check it out today. Private internet access, use the link below. Once again, look over here and don't pay attention to right here. Remember that. Couple things. Microsoft Office is down right now, and you've got all these different applications that cannot work as a result of the CrowdStrike debacle. Now, why? Why is this still happening? Why is this still happening? And again, I don't believe this for a second that this is legit. Let's just put it that way. And again, everything that we have trusted in the cloud right now, I'm concerned that we need to take a look at things like this right now, because what's going to happen with the cloud if we start to lose data, you start to lose business, and it affects your day-to-day life? I mean, think about this. I know artists that live in the cloud. They have all their data on the cloud. What if you lose that? It's like losing an old cell phone. I joked about this with a friend last week. Remember when a cell phone would break and you go, gosh, I had all those cool pictures on there. What's going to happen when the cloud does this? This should be the reminder to back everything up. Now, Delta Airlines, this is great news, and I love this part. Delta Airlines is going to sue CrowdStrike right now and everybody else involved in this, because there was at least $500 million worth of damages. Think of the thousands of airline flights that were put off. You're going to have class action lawsuits as a result of this. Now, what if this was the thing to shut the entire internet off? What if this was it? What if this was this, and then they just pulled it back a little bit? You know what I mean? So you make up your own mind on this stuff. But CrowdStrike needs to get their brain suit out. Their stock has taken a hit. NVIDIA's stock after the split has gone down, blah, 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 okay? But I'm telling you, look at everything, because I don't believe this stuff. I don't believe that Warren Buffett needs cash right now, okay? I really don't. I believe something's wrong with the banking industry. And what's going to happen is when it collapses on us, they're going to say, wow, this came out of the blue. And we're going to sit there. And it hasn't been, because you got knuckleheads like me stepping forward and saying, look at this. But look at this. Look at the stories below and check this out. Protect yourself. have multiple bank accounts. Have multiple bank accounts. Have cash on hand. Store cash so that you can pay bills and run your life. Make sure you have gold, make sure you have silver, and protect yourself and get ready, okay, for whatever could happen, okay? Thanks for being here. Onward and upward. Comment. Tell me if I'm crazy. Tell me this is no big deal or if there's something here. Let us all know what you think.